Yudbeis Amen Aleph. What does it say? The Mishnah says, V'chulon sheitira ksheiros. Now, hatara, just undying a knot, is not such a big deal. Not such a big deal. So the Torah explains why this not such a big deal is going to work. Because the Isser is also not such a big deal. The Isser is only a gzera, so the hetter can be also minimal. You know, it's corresponding. Zelu mazeh. The Isser is shvach, so the hetter can be shvach. That's what the Torah is saying. Okay? That's what he's saying. Good. Aber chavila shehel ol yabesh v'nim lach olel esikach shepsul ben ha-Torah kosav arimi karkashina she'eno niteres ba-Torah ela tzricha nianua. What's nianua?
Moving it.
The nanea means to move. We discussed already a few times what nianua means. We had a shiloh where you have to pick it up the mashu, or pick it up a tefach, or pick it all up at once, or pick it up two pieces at a time, that we saw yesterday in the discussion amongst the recent Achronim. Rav Yosher and Rav Nissen Karelis have the Mechaim Mechaim arguing like this. He's making this map with this, making that. Right. We saw it yesterday. Details, fine. We'll come back to these things next week, believe that. Fine. That's what the Rimi Karkashina says. V'yesh omim, shav zos di teres ba Torah. So also, what's the difference? Stop right over here. The Torah likes the opinion of the Rimi Karkashina, that if it's a weak Isser, it's enough to have a weak heter of Hatara. If it's a strong Isser, a Daraisa, it requires a Nenua. So far, so good? It's a Machlokes. Let's Chazer again what the Machlokes is about. You have a Chavila, which is put up there really Liyavish. It's a Daraisa. Is it enough to have what? The words are critical. To have a Hatara without Nianua? Or must you have what? A Nianua. Okay. Presumably you have to have a Hatara also. Otherwise it's not going to have Chavira and Chavira possible. Anyway, after you do it, it's still possible. You put up as a bigger than Nianua. So the question would be, is the Hatara enough by itself? Or the Hatara plus Nianua? You got it straight? Facts are important. Yes, sir.
Isn't it
that's why it's Ta'asev Loman also. He wasn't the Shem Tzel, it was the Yibush.
But as to Nanua, it goes to another factor. It could have been the intended use, but it was already there. And since it was already there, you have to renew it. So it's not about what use it was made of. It would even apply, even if it wasn't tied together. Because it was just
Chavila, which is not tied together, is not part of the Gzeret. The definition of a Chavila, if it's tied together. Rashi says, Ogdim also. If it's not tied together, they never made shrink there.
Okay, so
you are correct. If I take 100 pieces, not tied together, it's four times a chavila, and I put it up there just to dry, it's no good midaraisa. I agree with you. But there's no xer there. But on that. It's a small comfort. It's also daraisa.
I'm just saying, it's really attacking two aspects.
Correct. You are exactly right. So that's what he's pointing out. The Gzeret the Rabbanon, for that it's enough to have just our Torah. For the Doraisa, you have to have the Nenua. That's the Pshaka, the Torah, the Rimi Karkashina, against those who disagree. Everyone's with me so far? Keep it in mind. They're fighting about HaTorah without Nenua. Got it so far? We have to hack so many times in the cup. HaTorah without Nenua. Yes, sir.
It's for the season stack. Your matter, the
no, what, no, once your matter, it's a false apart. Yeah.
So that's okay. That's how Nenua, it's all moved from.
It's always Nanua. That's a good question. Why is every Hatara also a Nanua? The second that I untie the bundle, it's going
to
move.
It's just rolling.
Maybe it just rolls down. It's not enough. In other words, even those who say that you don't have to pick it up a tefach, right? And even those who say that it does not have to be picked up all at one time, you know, no one really, the two gedolim, they do. No, they didn't accept both tulas, each one. Afal piken, still no good. Because it just sort of rolls down. It's not, it may not even move at all. I mean, I guess some of it will move, some won't move. But it's a good question, but I don't think it's sufficient. I don't think the whole implication of the Torah is that Torah itself is not in the Nenua. That's obvious. Otherwise, it's moot. Follow me?
Yeah.
Good. It's a good comment. Yes, sir.
Well,
it also be like Hatara is considered not a Masa, it's just Machshava?
No, Hatara is a Maisa. It's a Shvacha Maisa, we can in Yiddish. It's a week. He didn't really pick it up. He just loosened it. So that's a Machlokas. Well, that's going to work when there's a real Darais involved. Rimi Karshina says no, and others disagree. Yesham, anonymous Yesham. So far, again, forgive me for the eighth time, Hatara without Nirnu. There's a reason why I keep repeating myself. There's a method to my madness. Okay? Now, yes?
Why in Yudalit seems to indicate that in terms of Yados, that when if you untie it, that implies that Machshava, like that's Machshava.
Ooh, very good. Let's see the Gemara. Kol Yados, Ha'ochlen, B'shebisen, Gemara Ma'ataras. Wow. That's a very good question. The question is raised, if you look at the Gemara, at the very end of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and the top of Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, we bought the Machshava, Vachi, Kene, Votnan, Kol HaKelim Yordin Lei Tumma B'Machshava, Fedol Mitumos, Ala B'Shini Maisa, Maisa, most of it, yeah? Where's that Torah? Kol Yodos HaOchon Shem B'Sosan B'Gorin Toros. What's Bissasa? We'll see soon. Bishlan Mandiaba Bissasan Hitir Agudan Shapim. On the contrary. So that's Shapim. It's considered to be a Maisa, no?
No, the whole point is to be bringing this whole case to show. In this case, that's the
Machshava. Oh, hold on. Elamandaba Bissasan Bissasan Mamish. What does Bissasan Mamish mean? That's Sri Rashi. Let's read the whole Rashi. I wasn't going to learn this, but since you asked me the question, I was not planning to learn this Gemara. But Talmidim, you have to ask, you have to answer. Rashi. Bish l'neman de'amar, hai b'sasan, hai m'shehitir, agodan, shal omrin, loshan, imisbos, seses, b'damayach. Woo! Say it to Seder. Bisgoleles, roll, they were rolling in blood. Koloma, kemen shehitir, agdan, hashibolin, misgolin, begorin, fishen nochin, lispazer, Olashon Kana de Metagamina Bes Kana of Yaspis Sise Klomar. What's that word? Tess? Echino? Or maybe it should be Kan Ledeshen. That's probably a better person. Kan Ledeshen, a base. Means it's a base. Shaper. Lokashaloch, the Libe Matisa Lemema, the Kaimer Abonin Kavase, came and she hit the Ragdan. Oh, you see, you're right. Elkemachshava b'yalma, the goli dieted lo nichle b'yodos shalehem, shene yodos ruyos tishibon al kadei la'oglan v'hem, v'hai muchat lo boi la'oglan. Elamadam b'sosan mamish, shedoshan liyodos b'raglan, b'ragli b'heima o b'makeves, k'mo b'shimchon novus k'meinu, will smash our enemies. Bosos chokos, v'ochadik ha'maisa rabah, you're saying that we're saying that now that Hatorah should be considered a Maisa. This Rashi is Mukhal at the Rimi Karkashina, you're saying. Because it'll work for a Shvacha Iser. They made a Shvacha after, even though it's not really a Maisa. Now, Rashi did give an expression over here, Maisa Rabba. That implies that what we call Machshava is also a Maisa Zuta. It's a bit of a Maisa. But it's only a little bit. I think you're right. It's a good point. I never thought of this. And this Rashi, the more Rashi is perhaps a bit of a riot to the Rimi Karkashina, that merely untying something is not a Maisa Rabba. And therefore, maybe would not be sufficient to obviate the problem of Tasav Lomonos, only for a Xer. I like that. See? A new point. Very, very good. Shkoyach. Okay, good. Excellent. Now let's go a little bit further and see the Beis Yosef. Thank you very much. The good hour. Beis Yosef. Here we go. Kosei Ribi Kakashina V'yeshom. Okay? All of a sudden comes of Yosef Karo, and he tells you, Rebbe Osai, who ever heard of the Ribi Kakashina before this week? Okay. And the V'yeshom, we all heard of V'yeshom, we have no idea what it is. The two anonymous Gedolim battling it out, right? One we don't, you know. All of a sudden comes along the Beis Yosef and says, whoa! the very, very world famous Rishonim who have already discussed this before. World famous Rishonim. Can't get higher than that. Look what he says. Svaris, okay. But it's not out of it. You didn't know it. Svaris, Jimmy Kakashina, Ksavah Mordechai, Perakama Tashlach, Mashim Rabbeinu Tam. Now, is that true? Let's look. Don't. As much as if Yosef Karo is the Godel Ador, he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, my Rebbe said, don't always look everything up. Right. Look it up. You have a Mordechai. We saw it already yesterday in Shia. See if it's really true that the Mordechai said what the Rebbe Kakashina said. Okay, let's start slowly. V'tzorach l'naneya. Now wait a minute. It's not chavila. What is chavila? V'tzorach l'naneya. Rabosai, this came much earlier in the Gemara. Chavila is a sugya naf yud beis, right? There's a naf yud aleph. We're after the Mishnah. It says kitzitzan, cutting it off is enough. No. Rav says tzorach l'naneya. It's not enough to cut off the branches from their trunk. It's not enough. You have to be menaneya. Again, apparently, the cutting off is not enough of an action to qualify to overcome the problem of taas of lomanos. Very nice. The Mordechai is going on that line. Says the Hilchos Mordechai. Pirush Rashi should the nanua korov l'stirahu shemagbia kol echad levada menicho. That's what he's quoting over here from Rashi. Rashi says, it's the end of the long Dimavastal for Yosef. Nanua Karl Vestirihi, the small little yud. Shemagbia Kolecha Levado Menicho, Vachosa Magbia Eschavero Menicho. It's like, what do you mean it's like stira? You can't build without knocking down. I want to build a house. I have a house. Oh, yeah, I'll build that. Build it. The house is there. No, you have to knock it down, then you rebuild it. So that's what Rashi uses the expression. Nanua is karav l'stira. You knock it down and you put it back up again. How do you do that? How do you knock it down? No, you pick it up. It's out of its place. It's out of its place. It's like it doesn't exist. You let it go down again. So you put it down as a scratch. So it's very important. There's a stira concept over here. That's fine. Quoted in the Mordechai verbatim. Fine. Rabbeinu tam ayonoeg lahaziz mimkomo. Not enough. To pick it up and let it back down. You didn't do it. Nothing changed. Pick it up, comes back again. No, Rabbeinu Tam says. You gotta move it from place to place. Wait a second. We're discussing over here Hatara without Nianua? No! It's Nianua without a Torah. Look carefully. By the time I know the Hazim come up, if Sir Bechavila says him, or Bechavila Araba, flow hit Rechavila Mikodem. What does Mikodem mean? What does Mikodem mean? It wasn't matter at all. It was matter later on. It doesn't say. But in any event, the Benatam has nothing to do with Rimikar Kashina. He's discussing a case of what? Rabbi say what? Help me out. No, I believe. Back at the end. Hatzah Torah without Nenua. Here there is a Nenua. With or without a Torah, but there's nothing to do. Number one, the first proxy, sorry, didn't work.
Don't you see you need Nenua?
No. Maybe a Torah alone would work.
Maybe it would work.
But he didn't do a Torah for some reason. We'll see soon.
If we can
defend Rabbi Yosef Karo any which way, we'll try to do it. The kash I'm asking about is not my kash at all. It's the kash of the Chidush Yagol. So if you have a fancy tour, I mean, the regular tour that we use all the time, that's number one. Now, who was supposed to be saying the Yesh Omer? That's the Ran. Vizel Lashono. No. I'm not going to read it from the screen. Let's open the Ran. Come on. Let's open the Ran. Let's open the Ran. Okay. It's Page Yud Ches in my print. I think it's Vavam and Beis in the old. The Ika Mandi Amar. If you have my print, it's the last end of the narrow lines on the right side. The Afal Gav. The Osul Sachech B'tchila B'chavilin. Yeah. Afilu Hachi. Chavila Sheinichol Yapsha. Imniana Kshera. Whoa! Unbelievable! Unbelievable! If I put it up there from the beginning, L'shem Tzel, it's possible. If I put it up, Liyavish, and then I'm in an ed, then it's kosher. How can that be? How can it be that a Nianua on Sunday I put up Liyavish is better than I put up L'shem Tzel? It makes no sense at first glance, right? You'll see what the logic does make sense. You'll see soon. Why? Kedemucha lekaman taf tesvah by nesorim. The yaaf agav de lechatchila ein mesachim by nesorim. Next week. Afilu haki betikwa shiasuya kvar sagale bepikbuk. What's the logic? Rashi says later on. The keva de mechazer alea levatla leka lemigza shemiyesh besukha shal tikwa achera shikasuya kvar. Meiridik. Rabosai, paradoxically, it's better if it starts off bad and corrected it than if it started off good. Because the fact that you corrected it obviates the need for a gzera. Rashi says it by Nesarim, and Yikamandama says it over here by what? Says it by Chavila as well. Once again, Nianua without HaTorah. This is clear without HaTorah. In the Mordechai B'liat Torah Mikoda, what that means. Here's B'liat Torah, obviously. Says a Kedusha. Now, with all this background, you understand what the problem is. The Beis Yosef put proxies for the Rikashin and the anonymous Yashom. One is the Mordechai, one is the Rad. Neither is true. That's not my kasha. It's too good for me to be at. Me as the kasha. If you have a tour, open it up. Whoever has a tour, the Kedusha goes on the bottom. I don't think I can get a few on the screen. I felt bad yesterday. I thought this is old. It's not like from the Machon Yerushalayim. It's been there forever. My old tour, they all have this. It's from who wrote? I don't know who wrote it. I don't know. See the bar. Who wrote Kedusha HaGos? You know who did it? Rav Yosef Maya and Rav Michal Shimon Maya, two brothers. I don't know. And I don't know. When did these people live? Go on the internet, figure it out. Rav Yosef Mem Yud Yud Aleph. And his brother Michal Shimon Mem Yud Yud Aleph. Don't know when they lived, but they lived a long time ago. The Hagos are at every tour that I've ever seen. I don't think I've ever seen a tour at Chidush Hagos. You let me know Sunday. Come and look up on the internet where these people lived. Probably can figure it out. Mem Yud Yud Aleph. I don't know if you. You can figure it out. You can find it now. Can't find it. That's the last name. Mem Yud Yud Aleph, the two brothers. Okay, one is Chazar again. What were their names again? One was named Rav Yosef. One was named Rav Michal Shimon. Two brothers. I can't tell you when it's coming. I mean, obviously, it's not from the time of the Beis Yosef. Obviously, it's late afterwards. He comments on the Beis Yosef, but I can't tell you any. Rav Yosef between the Beis Yosef and now. This whoa. A lot of years, right? Almost 500 years. So somewhere in the last 500 years, but exactly where, I don't know where, I offhand don't know. 18th century? 1864 to 1810. There you go. Okay, they lived in the 18th century. Good, so the Gedolei Olam lived in the 18th century. The Mechab lived in the 16th century. We're now in the 21st century. So there, think about it. They're closer to them than to us. I mean, maybe, about in between, about halfway between, if you get the exact years. So we have to take their words very seriously. That may explain how he got his Hagos into the tour. You know, if you have a printing press, it helps. Okay, thank you for the geographical information. Let's take a look. Okay, we're again Tuf Reish Chav Tes. It's Os Gimel. This page tough pay dollar and understand the print. If you have an old tour, it'll still have it. Any tour has this. V'nirali d'lo dok. Anyone has a torch, look inside. If not, it'll be torched about it. The ain't svaras rimikarkshina k'suv v'mordechai. V'lo svaras ha'yesholm v'baran. V'ninyin zelazeh. And here's why I banged it together so many times, because I knew what's coming up. To Rabbeinu, the Torah, Iri, Bat Torah, below Nianua, the Lech of Maisa Gomor. Right? See, he said, like you said before, it's a Maisa, a little bit of a Maisa, not a Maisa Gomor, not a Maisa Rabbah, right? Dlerimi Kakashina, lo Mahani, Bechavila, Shel, the Abbe, Shel, Yashom, Mahani. Period. Va Mordechai, Varan, Iri, Faket, Pish Nanua, below a Torah, Dika Maisa Gomor. El Shaddai ni Chavila, Shekosa v'ran, Dika mandama, Dafagan to lechatchila mesachem bechavila mishmugzera mikomagam mikforsira bechavila v'achshu menan and dainetzor letirim hovelu mechaza lehatar suka in choshen ol shem yeshiv besuka shel alev chavila ziyavesh. Come by the storm to the shmuel mesachem in the storm shirichom marbol chuliyama mishmugzera shem yeshiv after the kiras abayis filochi betikush yeshiv in the storm kfar come by the mahani pitbook. Feel the storm in my board, the whole of the Machaz of the Bat in Choshen, not Shem Yesh, Taras, Tigras Abais, who swore as what's me, Mashakos of the Mordechai, Jemaine Tam. Look, Moshe, Haven, Beis Yosef, Beis as Svaras. And it gives you a little shyness. Chita Chavila Mikoden, right? So he Svaras Haran, Jemaine Tam was Matan Yenua below HaTorah. I wonder what Mikoden was going to do with it, exactly. Okay, but our Torah below Nianua, which is exactly what the Torah is talking about, Adiyavim Mavul Baran holds like the Ri Mikakashina Ukesvaras Rabbeinu Lo Mahani Atarah Lachud Bechavila Shehel Aliyabesh Shapirish B'Mishnah. Those just around in the Mishnah. Rabosai, have Iran still open? Iran still open? Don't trust him. Yeah.
Did you say that the time is talking about when we see Mikodim? He didn't untie it before he moved it, but he untied it after he moved it.
I was wondering about that. The word Mikodim, he's ignoring the word Mikodim. So part of it is certainly not, it's not the case with the Ran. So he's assuming the other half is also not the case. But the word Mikodim is maybe a little bit of a, not like the Rav Yosef Maya. What does he say in the Mishnah? Rabosai, what is the Ran? He quotes it verbatim over here, Vizel Shono, but I want to see it inside. Okay. The Mishnah says, "V'mitirin k'sheres." Everyone, see, it's the last two lines of page Yud Zayin. The kaven lo asri ela mishum gzera de chavila k'shitirin lo michlefi shenadam miyavish chavila buteres. It's like the Rimi Kakashina. Why? It's a shvacha heter, because only a shvacha iser. Mamash beforish. Yes. So within the Ran, he really has this, a very stark title on the Beis Yosef. Very stark. With Rabbi Natam, not as stark as that one word we called it. Okay? Back to Chagos again. Akhal Lashono. Him bevuah the Svirle, lo sage batar lo bechavile, shen asur lo mishum gzeh. Gzeh. Abish chavile, hel li abish medina, osu mishum hatatla ben osu. Eina ni teres, el ben anua, diga mas legomer. Who said this? Oh, it's not him. It's not him. He just collected Chagos. What's Mem Hey Reish Lamed Ches? Mem Hey Reish Lamed Ches. I'm not 100% sure who it is. He says Ayin Bach V'Taz. Do the Bach and the Taz say who the Mem Hey Reish Lamed Ches is? Now, I have a guess, but there's one letter missing. Very often they refer to a contemporary of the Beis Yosef, the Maharal Bach, we call him. There's a little Beis missing. Who's the Maharal Bach? Anybody know? Marena Rav Levi Ibn Chaviva. Know his story? Very important to know. The Lin Sanhedrin discussed this a couple years ago. Do you know that the Beis Yosef got smicha? I don't mean up to why you smicha. He got smicha, which is supposed to recreate the smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. His Rebbe, Rav Yaakov Beirav, a Rebbe Rav, as we know him, decided we're going to introduce Smicha. Now why? Historians say it was the period after the Maranos, and the Maranos felt compelled to bow down to idols, to the cross. They didn't have the guts to give up their lives. We're not here to judge anybody. But after the Gevalt, Chayv Koris, Bodhazara, says the Mishnah, you know Makas, Kol Chayv Krisus Shalaku, Nifjur Midei Krisusa. They want to get Malkus. But Malkus, if you learn Sanhedrin, requires Smuchim. It wasn't like today they want to make a Sanhedrin to change all the laws. No. That's a modern thing. They wanted Smuchim to get Malkus. Imagine that, right out today. They'll put you in jail, right? Okay. So that's what they want. That's what the historians say. So Mari Beirav had three of his Talmidim give him Smicha. And then he gave them Smicha. Now, I don't know how that works exactly. But that's based on the Rambam, Menuchas Sanhedrin, Yeroli, famous Rambam Yeroli, that if Kol, Chachma, Yisrael get together, they can recreate the previously broken chain of Smicha. Very nice. So they were all in Tzfat. They all lived in Tzfat, these Gedolim. Our Al-Bach was a Rav Rosh of Yerushalayim. He wrote him a letter. You want to come, we'll give you Smicha too. He said, no dice. I am unalterably opposed to this for many reasons. And guess what? Your Smicha is bottle. Because the Rambam requires Kol Chachma Yisrael. And I'm not chopped liver. So I'm guessing that's maybe the Marach is the Rav Bach, but I'm not, maybe wrong. I said, I want to, you look it up for me later on if this is a Rosh HaTavis, Maralach, and some other individual. I don't know. It was a contemporary of the Beis Yosef. So it's may not like that's really him. Well, let's. He says in the bottom, I am Bach Vitas. So maybe we'll be able to solve the mystery by looking at the Bach and the Taz. I don't know. Let's go, Rabbo said, let's go on a little wild goose chase. I mean, it's nothing more than the Bach and the Taz anyway, right? Especially the Shver and the Eder, the father and the son, let's see what they joust with each other. Let's start with the Bach, okay, Rabbo said? We'll learn the Bach on its own, not because we're looking for who the Rosh HaTavis is. We'll see what the Bach says, okay? Let's read the Bach says. Good. I'm starting. Does everyone have a? I'll put it on the board if you want. I don't mind. I just like to read from the book. Bach. What happened? I lost it. What is this? Here it is. 50 quoting the Gemara, he starts a Rebbe Kakashin, okay? I'm going to read it from the book, but I'll try to go down every once in a while to get you current. Rebbe Kakashin Kashale, Dim Kain, Higufa Kasha, Amait Nanen Mesachin, Umayab Gzeres Otzer, Havla Lemema, Eina Sukkah. Remember we spoke more yesterday? One's the Raisa, one's the Rabban, I don't know which is which. And one thing more come to a conclusion. One is Eina Sukkah is the Raisa, and Mesachin is the Rabbana. Right? That's the. Am I with me so far? Right? Let's go back to the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. You can't learn a Bach to the Gemara. Right? The Gemara. Yud Beis. Yud Beis. Chazer again. If Yaakov heard from Rabbi Yochanan two things, this Mishnah and the Mishnah Achot in Begodesh La'asas Lo Sukkah in the Sukkah. Right, that's a Mishnah we learned back on Daf. Was a Mishnah on Daf Tes Vav, okay, which we saw back on Daf Yud Aleph. One is the Rais and one is the Rabbon. Didn't know which one is which. Right, so review Mishnah, we'll figure out ourselves. One's Xeris Otsar, the other one's Nazlam and Asui. The Rav Yaakov didn't hear this. Fine. Says the Gemara, the last, the wide lines on the bottom. Chavile Kash, Mishum Gzeres Otsa Ika, Talam Asu Leka, and Chota Begadish, Talam Asu Leka. No. So Rav Yaakov now is forced to answer based upon the language of the various Mishnayas. What do you answer? Hacha de Katani Mesachim Bo Mizachat Chilahu, the Ein. Hasan the Katani ain't a sukkah. I feel the other bit of rice and I'm in a sukkah. Fine. That's the Gemara, Rabbi Osai. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara, Rabbi Osai. That's the Gemara. Yeah. Now, there's a problem over here. Ah, look at the Bach. The Bach quotes this Gemara. The five minute, what's Pshat the Gemara? He just quotes the whole Gemara. Hash the Kasha. The Bach has a brilliant question. Amai lo ka'oma Talmuda, the Gemara, with the Katani Sefer, from Hoyu Mutoros Ksheira, the Mashu de Bahat Torah Luchut Sagi, Muchach, the Ari Bigzeres Otsar. The he bahaela liyavish lo nitra b'atara l'chud. Interesting question. Elavadai de b'seifa lo motzi the meidak midi. Da filu hinicha mitchila liyavish ma'ani ataras on l'chud. Kilo ninan. The liel kak mefarsha miyesh omrim. We can go to a toysis l'sham. Do a masla in misachachin. Let's take a look at toysis. Ein misachachin. What does toysis say? Bitchila, Mishim Gzeres Otsa. Okay? Bitchila. Bitchila, Rabos. What would Bitchila? What does our Gemara say? No? Lechatchila. Oh, man. That's a big difference. Bitchim is from the beginning. Lechatchila means ideally. The expression in Mesachan Lechatchila implies that B'dievet is kosher. So this is not true, not true at all. It's no good at all with the Rabbanon. The Girsa is incorrect. Not Lichatchila, as it told us the Girsa is, Bitchila, Bitchila. Okay, you with me so far? The Tosa had the misfortune of being pushed onto the wrong page. Okay, it should have been, I think it makes a comment on the side. Dibu the Shach, Leel Sofa Manav. You know, these things happen from the editing, you know, the Vilna Shas. Okay. Did the Yevon Naman or Mahmoud the Rabbanon? Midakama Hamad the rice and shabbat on mashmad rabban alo. Fine. 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 Oh. The last four lines. Umeha de katani masnisin. Vimeyu mutaros. Hayu mutaros? What's our gear, sir? Vakulan shaitiran ksheris. Lo motil medak midi. Da filut chilosan inichal liyabesh. Mahani hatarosan kilu huninua de liel. Guess what, rabbis? The Yesh Mefarshim is Tosfos. We said it was anonymous. I mean, Tosfos is also anonymous. We don't know who, but it's not anonymous Yid. It's an anonymous Bala Tosfos. That's big deal. It's not just a Stama Yesh Omru. The Bach said they got it from Mamash and Masugya. No, what will Rebbe Kakashina do with this? Rebbe Kakashina Kashale. I'm going to look inside my safe. You can look on the screen. The Yim Kane. The Yim Kane, he gufa kasha, amait nan ein misachin, umar b'gzeres osar, havla the mist ein a sukkah, umashim taas of loman osui, ki hechid et nan bechotet begonish. So, Adarabha, so why didn't it say that? Elevadai, de behela, de yavesh, boy, gam ken near nua, vlavi motzel the mist in a seifa, vim hoyu mutoros, the sa. What? Mutar. What's the next word? Mahayu Mutaros. One second, I lost this place. Oh, the next page is all Bach. Oh boy. The whole page is Bach. Both sides. Whoa. Oh. Oh boy. Ella the Talmudala Matsi the Medak Midi Miseva Libra Rabbi Yochanan. Should the Ikalek Shuya Lala Rabbi Yochanan Minole the Behela the Yavish boy Ninua? Vidilma Af Sham Sagi Matar Lachud. Wow. It's all textual. You follow what I'm saying? It's all they're making textual inferences. The Bach, let's not forget about side. The Bach wrote his commentary on the tour. So he's going to be, the tour argues somebody else, you know whose side is going to be on by default. I mean, the case where he disagrees, but the default position is the Rabbeinu is always right. Whoever the Rabbeinu is, if you had a parish with somebody, you don't pick him because he's wrong, because he's usually right. Rabbeinu, yeah. Yeah, the cave and the pisul chavilzu the raisu damal the pisul mechuber kmo ilan shulgam kein pasul dvar Torah v'chi hechid osam boinir nuah maktitza hachanami boinir nuah mat Torah that Torah lo adif maktitza v'cheinikar. Good. V'yaf v'chavilah shehela l'sachibo roi l'hachmir l'nanei mat Torah kmo shosar Rabbeinu Tam heviu aguda v'zel l'shono. Bim kotzu kosher, v'tzorach lanua, l'naneya, pirish Rabbeinu Tam. Now a whole different story. Lahaziza mimakomo, a whole new story, Rabosai. Here's a chum and nanua doesn't need to just pick it up and drop it down. You have to move it away. V'chei noag hecha desiche b'chavili yetzimah b'chavili arova, v'lo itiran kodem. Same as we have where? In the Mordechai, right? Verbatim. Akan l'shom. Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, b'forish adanua, Ushiazizenu mimakomo, Vianicho mimakom acher. The Lord can the Master appear Shrashi Shemakbia Kolechal Vichosu the Nicho mimakomo Rishon. Vichay Noah Echad the Sicha Vichule, the Tiru Tchila. What? The Tiru Tchila? Viachakach Nianer Vizizim mimakomo the Mokom acher. What? Don't we have the Girsa? Veloi Tiru Koda? How do you figure out this Bach? I both say, am I reading the Bach wrong? It says in the Rabbeinu Tam, what? No. The Rabbeinu Tam is quoted verbatim of the Aguda. We saw the same thing in the Mordechai, word for word. Right? Sorok Nanea, Pirish Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, Laziza Bimkomo, Vechein Noag Hechad Desir Bechavili Etzim Bechavili Arava, Velo Hitiran Koden. Now the Bach has explained Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam say, "The hitiro tchila v'chakach nianer zin mekoma." Malcolm Bach, what? Didn't he say below hitiro tchila? So far, I'm a bit perplexed. Everyone understand my question? Let's go right. Maybe just too early. Let's go. V'nirli the time of Zehoyah hoya mishadef shel farash the ma'ad etnan v'hoya mutaros k'sheres. Hainu lomar that tzorach l'nanea gamkein. Oh, he did both. We saw before the chidush ago said one is a talk about. Come on, I bagged it at the head. No, Torah below Nianua. That's the Rimi Karkashina with the Tosfos, and what are the others talking about? Nianua without a Torah. That's the Ran with the Rabbeinu Tam. So now I can say they're both no good. That's what I think you suggested. You did both. HaTorah and Nenuah. Yes?
And this is all just trying to explain our Mishnah?
Explain Pshat Naga Mishnah Naga Baruch. V'yaf al-gav de lo t'nan behedyo t'vim asnis in the hidlan arit t'nan am yosha kitasot u'mar de tzorach l'nanea. Rabosai and af Yud Aleph, the word Nenuah was missing from the Mishnah and it was inserted later on. What did it say there? It said kitasot. Well, what did it say? That's Rabosai. Don't trust anybody. Never. Just open up. Just go turn back 2 pages and see what it says. The Mishnah says what? Im hoyel sich rabbe ben oshikitzeson ksheira. Guess what the Gemara says? Sochel nanea. But it's not in the Mishnah. It's not in the Mishnah. So you're allowed to add things, right? Sotum over here. That's on Yud Aleph from an Aleph. Yud Beis from an Aleph. What does it say? Kulon shitiru ksheiras. No, guess what? V'tzochel nanea. And the Gemara didn't say it, but one could say it logically. Don't say the fact that the Mishnah omitted it means it's not true, because in the previous daf, it is true.
Yeah, but can you say something to the Gemara?
Very good. Okay, slow. Slow. It says, Umar the Torah, after the Lot Nan. Uveze mis Yashiv Tvea Kusha. Da Milo Dig Minikotoni Seifim Hoyumu Toros Ksheris. Da Arabic Xeris Otsar. Shri Afik Xeris Otsar. Bina Nianua Matok, what behell of the Amish? Can we save the Muslim is a medic midi? A whole new story. Wow, we need both. Washkos Mordechai, the Sokhla Nanea Pierce Rashi. Shouldn't the Nanea Korov last year, but be a collector be the Vado of Menicho Rabbein of Time and Nolas is Makovo, the Sikh of Kavala hits him. Kavanoso, Gamkain, Bizderak Zeshapi Rashti Divya Guda Koloma. Metam cholek al Rashi for noag lahazin koma achar ha Torah. Second time, did he say before? Whatever. Af im sicha bechavil yaitzim. Ve'en tzorok lo mebektisa z'mechuba v'hele li'avash tebinan hazidim el koman. Im aktisa v'ha Torah. Lo kapir shrash et menicha ben koma rishon. Chibur besmag tzorok lo nea osan ach aktisa osan. Kidei shetiyasiyah l'shem sukkah. V'no agriyem en anua hazidim el koman. Agos maimini. Shkotsa Rambam tzorok lo nea. Habit a tam. Hayo rogel hazidim el koman. Therefore, kavanosim of ueres, shani nuach haktitza, hayb ofen zel azizim im koma rishin, the mokom acher, shumai segam, l'shem sukkah, v'chol zeh boro poshet. They say, everything's poshet except for one thing. Twice he said, I mean, the time is referring to with inua, excuse me, with hatara, but the gears that he himself quotes is what? V'lo itir mikon. It means, Lord, you said before, lo kir mikon, but he didn't, he was mahat later on. The implication, he should have explained it. That's what it means. It's still a big Kiddush. Oh, we're going further down. Okay, good. Chemavur b'smag, we did the smag already. Okay. Verachtibo. Oh, it's posh of the Atma. Verachtibo. The liyashe b'ashakotzev b'beis Yosef. Yeah. The svaras harimi kushina kusava morche b'rekamashim b'benetam. The afa gav. Go back to my book. The Afagav. Here we go. You're on the top line. I have a way to go. Good. Baruch Hashem. I'm getting the hang of things. The Afagav. He says the Chiddush HaGos is Kasha, right? Where are we? The Afagav. The Rabbeinu Tam Ari B'Chavila Shehel L'Sachik Bo. Yeah. What's it to do with the case we put up Liabesh? Mikol magam anu lemeidim idvarav, but derech koshkein bechavila shehela liyabesh to lo sagi ba'atara lechud and a tzricha neanua gam kein. So he has a new sheet in the Bach. He did both. The Kedush Hagol said one need. Let's hack. One is hatara below neanua and one is neanua below hatara. Says no. He need both. Now, obviously, by the chavila, you need both, because otherwise, if you need the nua, you have to, otherwise it'll be just as possible over again, unless over the ran, throughout the ran quote. Right. Hen laziza mimikom ol adasa ben etam. Diyev shalom de behalo liyavish lo mahani an nua matara lo ben etam. Afil iziza mimikom ol. No, do havare lo gara mikzitza de mechuba de mahani an nia mikzitza. Hochanami mahani zni nua matara. Fahaynu laziza mimikom ol adasa ben etam. Aber azozo bemekom ol bliya tora lo yoel klum. B'chavila shelo l'sachech, even though it's more kal, lo odif ha'mokam ha'sheni b'mokam ha'rishin, idi v'idi l'shem sukav. As I told you before myself, how's it going to help? Right? When you move it, and you put it back where it was, it's no better when you put it there in the first place. U'mas nisnami katoni v'imoyim l'toros k'sheres alma d'bina ha'tora, al kaponim b'chavila shelo l'sachach. Amazing. So Rabbeinu Tam is saying Hazaza won't work without HaTorah. Fine. Rabbosai, we thought, you and I thought, of course, no one ever agrees to this. You know, HaTorah is back where you started. Only the Ran we're about to say has this new Chiddush. But we thought both the Rimi Karkashina and the Antisus who argued with him will all agree to this proposition. Oh. Mashkos of Iran, he quotes Loran by verbatim, Rabbosai. Alma. Alma. Dibinenua Levad below Atora Machshir. Hanodavka Minichal Diabish. Fakert. Which starts off at worse, ends up better. Right? Tamsha Kosov, the cave of the Asik Adaite. Vitikain. Right. Lekal and Mikzab, Hashem is in Nachwila Shemuvis Tikin. Kosti Avis. Rashi Lafyud Bezim and Bez. Bechot and Begodish. I think we read this yesterday, right? Dimnina Morim Shal Schach, Bechosov, Nichol and Shem Sukha Kosher. Shemuvis Tikin, Bechosher, Shalay Avis. Yeah. Paradoxically, Abel Chavila, second line. Shehelo l'sachek bo lo yo'ol ananu b'le'otor kolika k'de perishis For the season, Mimkoma, the other Mimkoma Shem, Mimkoma Rishon, he divided Shem Sukavi, but that example, Mimkoma Menes. Shematamata Chavila Zuas, the Hatter, Gambe Chavila Shel of the Amish. That's what the Ran says, with the Shon, Ikab and the Yama. Afal Gab, the also the Sachet, Betchila, Bechavila, in Kalomar, Fail the head of Bolo and below Hatara. I feel the Hachet Chavila Shenichli Yabsha. If Nia Nakshem will not talk in the book, I'm in a storm, they had to be all in Sarah in a storm, Rechav Marbo, but Tikush of Sulish and Bais, they had to be pickbook after Rechav Marbo. Had a time that came in the ticket of Ubus, Kolshke Shaloya Aves. Will be Komako, Afa Pisha Kosov, Heter Behelo Li Aves. Yeah. Binianua below Hatoro. Yeah, and lilmo mi menu heter behatora belini anua. No, why? The shani ni anua do meisel l'shem suka. Have la torah l'chud l'wasa guf beguf aschach shem meisel. Oh, so you can't. Second line. So you can't assume that. For the dama l'chavila shehela l'sachek bo the sagi behatora l'chud with the pshuta shem mishnah. The shani hasan. The cave of the last year, Mishim Gzer, the Chavila, Shel, the Yavish, Ketirin, Lop, Michlefin, Shen, Adam, Yavish, Chavila, and Muteris. Chet Pirish, Aran, the Hedge, Tam, Zer. Ava, Behel, the Yavish, the Yosem, Mishim Tazam, and Osui, Efshad, Loyola, Torah, the Chud, if Kay, Mashakos, the Beis Yosef, Kisvaras, Yesh, Omim, Shevi, Rabbeinim, Ksova, Aran, Zalashono, Iman, Dema, Ushalob, Dikduk. Oh, even the Bach agrees that that's Lob, Dikduk. Within Rabbeinim, Tam, he split the difference, right? Chidush HaGaon says both statements are wrong. The Bach says one is right and one is wrong. Sure. And in Halacha, for Kasafti the Iko the Behel the Yabesh, boy Nianua im Hatara. You need both. You need both against the Rat. Ula Das Rabbein Atam Tzor Kamashir Edeb Mekomo Rishon Demokom Acher. That's another separate dispute. Vafahel the sachek, yes, it's okay to do both. Kemoshinogar ben the time. Ben the hokal gamkin the hatha ben the nuabli atora. I feel the behel of the yabesh. The rabbi shaving around means the storm equal the mitzke, the dilma hosom shanded the pickbook, who bit la tikra, leka the mixer. Mashenke bechavila, the ben the nua leka bit la yibush. The kachmas yabesh is a chavila ben mokam achek ben mokam arishin. Akati exam ben koma medes. Hilkoche in hatha ben shemdova kim ben the nua im atora tchila. Well, he's machbar on everything. You need both, but you're in a time. Wow. The Bach. Now let's see what the Sotah has to say. The Taz. He's going to take it sitting down. Who wants to guess? Let's take a look at the Taz. Okay, I'm closing the tour. Who has the Shulchan Aruch? Who has the Shulchan Aruch? Good, we'll open the Taz. Let's see. We found the parenthetical remark in the Chiddush HaGaon. I'm not sure who wrote that parenthetical remark. It was written by Maralach? No. It was written by Rav Yosef Maya. That's presumably he wrote that. So he said to look at the Taz, look at the Taz. Tof Reish Chof Tes, Rabosai. Tof Reish Chof Tes. Here we go. Chavila. Rabosai, here we go. Tof Reish Chof Tes. The Taz is found over here. Sif Koton Yud Zayin. Kei Kosev Atur B'Shem Rimi Kakashina. Nira Taimo. Tot Etnan Suk Yud Beis. Kekul and Shittirik Sheiros. Koi I'm Lo Itiru Tchila V'Sichik Bo. Te Mahani Heta V'Tzor L'Nanea. Me Mela Shamina. Yemei Nichon Liyabesh Lo Atorah Tchila Lo Sagel Em Kein. Achakach b'atorah. So I'm the new fine. The Turkos yesh omim. Yeah, the Turko thinks this first day is correct. Yeah, beis yosef ishkan dvorim tmuim. Mashakosa of the farish adeos sheachas hidas amordechai. Udad ish to sova b'dvorav. Can't be. Svoras rimikakshina ksova haran. Mastisin. Svoras yesh omim ksova achakach. No. He just changed the gears. He didn't even discuss what his shver said. Rabosai was still not sure who the Maralach is, but he was a great man. And you look it up if that Maralach, if that Rosh HaTeva is used to describe him. I know I'm used to Maralbach, Yes.
Isn't it the greater chiddush to argue that while it's still tied up, you can pick it up, and therefore it will have the status of having been picked up and be good for schach, even though at the time that it's tied up, it's in no condition to be used for schach by definition?
Could be. Rabosai, we're going to talk about the parsha. We're going to talk about the what's on the screen. Yeah.
Malach is a late Kalkalis.
When did he live?
5356.
How many years ago was that? 400 and something years ago. Yeah, it makes sense. What's his name? Rav Leib Chanalis. They call today Chanalis. Right? You know people that name. Chanalis. I didn't think it was a Marabach. It was A, too early, and B, there was a Bez missing. Thank you for correcting me. Rav Leib Chanalis. Where did he live? Does it say? Doesn't say. Thank you so much. See, we learn always learning new things. Always. Rabosai, Parsha Shavua. I want to talk about Thanksgiving. I kid you not. Okay, if you give me a chumash with Rashi, please. Right there. We have over here the following statement, Rabosai, a very famous statement. Listen. Vatar od vatelet bain. Vatomer hapam odes Hashem, al ken kora oshmo Yehuda, vatamod miledes. Why does she thank Hashem now? She had three kids before that. So Rashi gives the answer. Hapam ode shenatalti yose michelki meata yeshli lehodos. How do you know what chelki is? You had to look at the Rashi in the previous pasuk. You love Ishelai Levi. What's pshat? Fishai mos neviosoy. V'yu yodos yudbeis shvatim yotzim miyakov. V'dalid noshim yisa. Oma meata ein lo pisran perlai shari natalti kol chelki bebon. Rabbos, by higher mathematics, 12 divided by 4 is 3. Wait, a fourth son? This is already a bonus. A bonus. I'm going to say Chumash and Rashi, right? That is the Gemara. An interesting Gemara. Since we have a screen, I'll share the Gemara. Why should we have only Gemaras from Halacha, from Agada also? Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Mishum Bar Yochai. No. Second. B'yom Shakadosh Baruch Kadosh Baruch Hu Es Olamo Lo Hoya Odom Shahod La Kadosh Baruch Hu Ad Shebos Aleh Avodos So Shenemar Hapam Odos Hashem. No one thanked God before Leah. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was a very smart man. He must have known that the other people who did similar things, Rabosai, in seems to me, no? I mean, great people did many great things. So how can it be that nobody but nobody thanked Hashem? How can it be? How's it possible? So let's go back to the Tanakh. Perek Choftes Gracious. See what they have over here. Not what I want. What I want is not here. Not in the Gemara and not in the Chumash. So I'll say Torah Shabbat Peh. This Torah Shabbat Peh is what's found in the back of the Masifta Gemara on Daf Zayin. They have a Kafta Beferach, and I got it. One is found there, one is found, I think, in the Biurim in Daf Zayin. They asked the Ksav Sofer, asked the Kasha. Nobody! You have many Psukim earlier, but Avraham Avinu built a Mizbeach, and Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Obviously, you built a Mizbeach, you're thanking Hashem for some miracle which was done. No, I mean, so what were you in Leah was the first one? So Ksav Sofer explains that Leah is the first one who, as I just read to you a minute ago, the first one who understood that what she was thanking Hashem for was more than she deserved. Again, Imos Nevius, 12, 4, right? I have 3. Then, what happens? The Tal de Yosef Michalki. The other ones didn't, they thanked Hashem. Sure, they thanked Hashem. But they didn't recognize and realize so much that what they thank Hashem for is more than they deserved. That's what it means. Okay, you put together the Rashi with the Gemara. Like the Rashi and the Chumash and the Gemara in Brachas fit together. That's what the Ksav Sofer says. What does that mean? So look, what it means is that if you thank, there's a Medrash. There's a Medrash Rabbah. We have Medrash too here. Where? Oh, here. Medrash Agada. Medrash Agada. Where's Medrash Rabbah? Gracious Rabbah. Gracious Rabbah, Pashas Vayetze. Oh, man. Guesswork. Oh, got it right. Amazing. Oh. Hapamanas Hashem. Rab Rechem Shem Rab Levi gave a mashal to Kohen Shiora the Goren. You have a Kohen in the house? So go down to the farm. You're a Kohen. You know, you're a Kohen. Truma comes coming to me. It's coming to me. I'm a Kohen. Nostrachat Kur Shalmeiser. Give you a Kur. What's a Kur? A big, huge barrel full of produce. So have some Glotova. You say, oh, I'm so indebted. I'm so grateful to you. Skumpt mir. I'm a Kohen. Echa Nostra Koma Shalchulin. Give a spoonful of grain, which is Chulin. Oh, Hechzik Lel Tova. Omale, the other guy. Adoni HaKoyin, my dear master of the coin. Anina Sadat HaKur, I gave you a ton. Tlonoscha HaKoyin, it's a handful. Vata Machzik Lel Tova. Omale, At Mechelkin HaSadat, you gave what I deserve. Avo Zenos Limishalo. Tvichan Machzik Lel Tova. Meiridik. They most thought, ever got 3? So I got 3. I didn't say thank you, Tasha. 3 is women, 3 is Kupner. The fourth one, Odes Hashem. So what does that mean? All the other people before that thought, everything is Kupner. They didn't realize that they were getting, that's what the Ksav Sofer is saying, they didn't realize that they were getting more than their share. Of course, they'll hide to find a share. What's a share? We have a share in this world. Anything? Yeah. Is there a share? What's a share? We have a share. What is a share anyway? What is a share? Chazal tell us, call neshama to halal, call haleluka. See, Chazal, the Medrash, I believe it's here. Watch this. Al kol neshima neshima shadam no shem tzorach lekasa borei. My timer. Ko and neshama tahalal ko. Al kol neshima tahalal ko. Every breath is really more than we deserve. If Hashem wouldn't give it to us, a person wouldn't breathe. It would be the end of him. The end of him. So David HaMelech took, as one of the Mepharshim says, David was a descendant of Leah. Right? David came from, not just Leah, from Yehuda, whose very name means Thanksgiving. So he's the, and he, this is the last pasuk of Tehillim. I'll call Neshima, Neshima, Tal, I'll call Luka. So we have to realize everything's more than Hashem. Everything's more than Hashem. This is the vort of the Ksav Sofer, as explained by other Mepharshim as well. But then, I saw also quoted all the way in the back, an unbelievable pshat from the Maharam Shik. Maharam Shik and Ksav Sofer were contemporaries. Ksav Sofer was the Chasam Sofer's oldest son. Maharam Shik was his prime Talmud. So these are both, you know, from the Chasam Sofer school. He says that this is not Pshut Lashon Mikra, obviously. Torah says, gracious. Watch this shot. Vatai, what am I telling them? Tomer, forgive me for the inflection. Hapam Odes Hashem? Only now? Only now I'm going to thank Hashem? Oh no. I have this extra beyond. I want to thank Hashem forever. Who's going to remember? How can you remember to thank Hashem forever? It's a one-time event that we have a baby child. Ah. Al-Kain Koro Shemo Yehuda. Whenever she'd call him, Yehuda. What'd she think? What's the name mean? Hapamodes Hashem. So by giving him the name Yehuda, it's a constant reminder to always thank Hashem. I like that for a shot. Hapamodes Hashem. So this explains the Avos HaKadoshim. Whenever there was a miracle, you saw Yivin Shem Mizbech Hashem, and Avram made a Mizbech, and Yivin made a Mizbech. But the Mizbech comes, he's here today, gone tomorrow. There was a constant reminder to thank Hashem. Follow me? But Leah was the first one to thank Hashem in such a fashion that she'll always be reminded to constantly thank Hashem, all the time. That's why she was the first one. Wow. And this is put together. I saw this put together in the, I call it the same as Sivsei Chachamim on Brachas, that the Medrash tells us, the Medrash tells us, yeah, we'll find this one too. Be a little hard to find. Gracious Parshas Vayechi. Right, who's going to guess right this time? I guess try this. Oh. I know what I'm looking for now. Should be here. Here it is, right at the beginning. Do chacha. Achecha modem b'cha. Imcha modem b'cha. Ani batsi modem b'cha. Yaakov speaking. Or Rav Shimon ben Yochai, the same person. The same person, Rav Shimon ben Yochai. You call achecha nekra Hashimcha. And them call me Ruvaniana, Shimoniana, Yehudiana. We're all called Jews, Yehudim. So the Sivsei Chachamim says pshat that the Shimon Yochai says that the reason Leah gave thanks to Hashem is because all of her son, all of the descendants of Yaakov are going to be called Yehudim. Rav Shimon Yochai go together. I want to say the opposite pshat, both sides, the opposite pshat. These two, they go together the other way around. The reason we're all called Yehudim is that we should all realize that we always have to constantly thank Hashem with the Maram Shikh's Pshat. Rav Shimon Yochai is going to go the other way around. Not the way the Tzitzit Chachamim says. She thanked Hashem because she heard that all Jews will be called Yehudim, Jews. Not the other way around. We're called Yehudim so that we should always thank Hashem, the same as Leah thanked Hashem by calling us Yehudim. She never forgot. We should never forget either because we're all called Yehudim. What does the word mean? That's what I suggest. This being the case, we understand very well that tomorrow in America is Thanksgiving. But for us, every day is Thanksgiving. Especially, we have every day is Mother's Day. I'm sure you heard that one. Well, every day is Thanksgiving. Modem and Achloch. Every single day. Every day. What do we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for? Only thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for more than our chelik. What's more than our chelik? Al chayeinu mesurim biyadecha, al neshmoseinu pekudos lo. Yeah, neshmoseinu, avin neshima. Everything is more than our share. The Shabbos is in the Kuda. I want to have the cover Thanksgiving as it relates to Parashat Shavuot. It's more to say about Hanukkah, but we'll postpone that because I want to talk about something else on the screen.
Do you want on the record or off the record?
So I'm going to quote somebody else. I can be on the record for this one.
Right.
When I quote someone, I can be on. Okay, Rav Osai. I'm just quoting. There's a very fine man. His name is Rafi Ice. Who is he? Executive director of the Herzl Institute. What is that? Can you look it up for me? What is Herzl Institute? I never heard of it. Let me know what it is. Ram at Midrashet Lindenbaum. I guess Ram stands for Rosh Midrasha. I guess so. Okay, this is a young ladies' school in Yerushalayim, Eretz Kodesh. And Rafi Eitz, as is explained in his piece, was a Talmud of the Yeshiva. I think he's once spent at Camp Marasha, I think once, if I'm not mistaken. And he was working in Philadelphia in a school called Kohelet. And with him was another individual named, who's still there, he's moved to Eretz Yisrael, that's Rabbi Gil Pearl. Rabbi Gil Pearl wrote a piece that the way to save the teenagers today is by embracing postmodernism as per Rav Shagar. He's a friend and former Kol Yeshiva. I have deep respect for him. Okay? I'm not discussing the first part. The first part is all a machlokes about the legacy of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik Livroch. I cannot evaluate that. He was a Tzadik Yisod Olam, no question about it. He was a Goyen Olam. Both. His legacy is a complicated parsha. As he was a, like to say about himself, life is very complex. No, there was nothing simple about Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, so it's not surprising that his legacy is complex. Achamos Kadoshim Emor, same as it was in his lifetime. So I'm going to skip the whole first part of this piece. Okay. Fine. Now, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein did speak about postmodern trends. He said about Rav Shagar, called his approach an exercise in narcissism. Everyone knows what that means? Self-worship. Now, if I can get this, you want to try it. I know you have to be patient. I know it's a little small thing. I did this myself at home, preparing for the shiur today. I know, for some reason, I couldn't make it bigger either. Doesn't matter. Well, it's a very small quote. Let's get the right page. It's a very small quote. It really is very small, so I'm not the techie savvy to make it bigger, but you'll be able to see it in here. What page are we up to? 30. It's a Hebrew quotation. I don't think we came to it yet. Yes! Watch this. What is one to make of the following? Are you able to read this? Affirmation of Rav Shagar regarded in as bearing affinity to current spiritual circles. Can you read it? Hamuna ba'alocha kemo gam emunas chachamim behekshir zeh eina novas bechrech mikach sheyeshi holchocha sheheim hayu chachamim hachi chachamim, they're the smartest chachamim. Mekor besuk shel intimiyut hatorah vayadis zeh ani. What is this? Torah Judaism is me. That's what's called narcissism, right? It's me. Self-worship. Habchira shali biatzmi bechira b'torah v'besoros. I pick it myself. Lo lechina mebi chachama b'medrashim rabbi b'savosam la torah b'metforos halukuchas midei chayish v'yishto. Karazu kabo chazal nikro kabo s'lamar shemayim. No, this is the optia. The Magai main sof be Yosef Muchletus Rishonus. He gives an English translation of what Rav Shagar said. He says, and to think that this exercise of narcissism is to be equated with Kabbalah, Svamal, Shemaim, exclamation point. So Rabbi had what to say about this already in his lifetime. I'm not sure if Rav Shagar was alive at this time either. I don't know.
Isn't he just
it's 2005. Rav Shagar was still alive then, I think, no? When did he die? I don't know. But Rabbi wasn't afraid to criticize someone in his lifetime. He would never, he's a totally ethical person, wouldn't go only talk about after 120. This is where Rabbi Aaron said, one second, I finished. How do I get off this? Back here?
Yeah.
Oh. Now, Rav Shagar's approach is, I believe, harmful rather than helpful. Rav Shagar recounted the traditional understanding of weightiness and obedience as a postmodern faith of self-acceptance, in accepting my life as part of a reality of the will of God, that its existence is as God created it. What? What does that mean? While Shagar later tries to integrate this concept with free will and human growth, he cannot do so convincingly. He quotes, any resolution would either face difficulties or else allow for an anything-goes attitude, that's what he says, incorporating all sorts of contradictions in the name of postmodernism. Exactly. Exactly. While those who accept the principles of postmodernism might revel in such confusion, it is difficult to accept. With this version of acceptance of the yoke of heaven, the individual never truly becomes a servant of God, though he's now equipped with a fundamental philosophy to pat himself on the back for his mediocrity. Further, not all intellectual movements are equal. While the Enlightenment and modernity broke communal bonds in the concept of essential religious obligation, they also led to great scientific advances and increased self-understanding. In other words, taka's kfira. But at least the accomplishment is good. You have a telephone, you have an internet. I mean, some good things come from these kofir. Okay? In its wake, emerged the messianic drive towards realizing utopian visions, make everything scientific and understood, rule differences in conflict. We want truth, which is all good things. Postmodernism, on the other hand, correlates with the increasing rates of mental illness, drug use, U.S. population. Postmodernism corrodes the human psyche, leading to a desperate cry for help. Even with soft ponazim, which I think is called soft kfira, which finds truth in everything as opposed to nothing, humans become complacent and the choices lose their importance and meaning. No decisions are meaningful when all decisions are good. One religious thinker and a psychologist suggests that the postmodern removal of the meaning of life has created an existential psychological void that craves to be filled, but the person no longer has the values or character strength to choose wisely. Actions have consequences whether you like it or not. While completely anecdotal, my experience has been that those who promote Rav Shagar's philosophy tend to view halacha as more malleable than it truly is. It serves as providing self-fulfillment in the endless search for personal meaning. Halacha becomes a clay in the hands of the potter to serve this end. I have not seen Rav Shagar's philosophy lead to greater observance, commitment, and sacrifice. But it's exactly what we need. Observance, commitment, and sacrifice. Right? He gives it the English. Mo Hashem, right? Liyira, I'm not going to give you the posting of Parshas Ekev. Okay, fine. Educational challenges change from previous generations. Education leaders generally have a great leeway in choosing the proper approach for their community in the prime period. To be sure, the process is not always as smooth as my 18th century chassid would testify. The philosophies that end up out of bounds are the ones that begin with this different source of truth and undermine heteronymous nature of the Torah. What is heteronymous? Please give me the official translation. H-E-T-E-R-O-N-Y-M-O-U-S. N-Y-M-O-U-S. What does it mean? H-E-T-E-R. It's like the type of Russian heter, right? Heterim. O-N-Y-M-O-U-S. What does it mean?
Words that are different but have a common relationship, like brother and sister.
Aha. In other words, different. In other words, I think what he's saying is that different words have different meanings. That hetero as opposed to homo, and you know, from a different context. All right, okay. We're not going to that right now.
I mean,
but
if you spell it differently, it means something else.
It means hetero. In other words, words have different meanings.
It could mean subject to a law or standard external to itself.
Oh, I mean, that's what it means.
But that's spelled differently.
Oh, but then that means what?
Heteronymous.
Okay, well, maybe it's a typo. Whatever it means. Rav Shagai's starting point and source of truth is itself instead of the Torah. And his approach therefore undermines the Torah's, look this one up please, heteronomy. No, this is the key, this is the shoresh, if you will. If the current generation struggles with accepting the yoke of heaven, we need to figure out a better way to deliver the message, but should not fundamentally change it. Stop. I'm finished. Done. What does the word mean? Heteronomy.
It refers to an action that is influenced by a force outside the individual. In other words, the state or condition of being ruled, governed, or under the sway of another.
That's exactly what the Torah is about. But they want to say it's all about self. Now, I can't prove to you about mental illness and drug use. We'll just flick on for a second, just about MS. Whoa. More depressed than decades ago. Okay, I'm just giving you the headline. Okay, how do we keep getting back? Here?
Yeah.
Next. Drug use. One second. Survey 2015. Increasing. Okay. Pulse minus increase. Good enough. Corrodes human psyche. That's probably quite a... Ooh. Postmodernity and mental illness. A comparative analysis of selected theorists. There's nothing from over here. There's Allen University, social science. I never heard of Allen University. I heard of Columbia. Where's Allen? It's Allen Pavilion. I don't think that's what they have in mind over here. Okay. Postmodernity and the fields and other subfields, mental health and illness, increasing discontinuation of the traditional way of sociological thinking. Okay.
No, Cohen's very famous. The psychological
research.
Allen University
in South Carolina.
It's in South Carolina?
South Carolina, okay. The dominant characteristic of the period of pre-modernity is stability, whereas post-modernity is full of instability and indeterminacy. So it's flexibility. So it's multidimensional. Right, deregulation, freedom, insecurity. So nothing is... So the precariousness of the present time, the root cause of individuals' frustration and irritation, openly explains the proliferation of mental illness in society. Gamarnu. It corrodes the psyche. It's not coming from a rub. It's coming from people in South Carolina, some unknown university. They also get it. So how can you suggest this as a... Okay. Let's see, religious thinker. Oh, religious thinker. It means a guy. First things is put up by whom? Who puts up the first things? I think the Catholic Church. Am I mistaken? Give me that New Age religion. Yeah, Pacific Lutherans, New Age. It's pantheism. Okay. It's all one paragraph. I can't handle this.
Like the old
okay. quoting from an unholy source. Hereby we do know what we know him, we keep his commandments. You got to do things. You can't just, this new age spirituality. Holy subjective and self-indulgence seems finally insipid and less than serious, just as the kind of do-yourself-own thing, Christianity, gets preached in those pubs these days, seems insipid and less than serious. Kal vachomer, if it's preached in yeshivas, in the Holy Land. The Christians figured this one out. Rabosai. And finally, because time is up, psychologist. Who's this? Whoa.
Because postmodernism now is as a response. It's a response to the Nietzschean dilemma, right? The cornerstone of civilization has been demolished by rational
power. All right, we got it. Rabosai, our time is up. What I'm trying to say, I have to turn this off.
You just canceled that one.
Torah Shabbat Pen. Ah, thank you. In any event, Rabosai, as you heard when Rabbi Pearl's, and I like Rabbi Pearl, I like Rabbi, they're all wonderful people. They're trying to help save Klal Yisrael. His suggestion, by the way, is Rabbi Jonathan Sachs. He says, Rabbi Aaron Lichtenstein doesn't talk to us anymore. Okay. May I speak to her generation? So go Rabbi Sachs. Rabbi Sachs is also a wonderful Jew. He writes, he speaks to our generation. Go there, don't go to Shagar. This is Rabbi Isis saying. Now, Rabbi Sachs is a wonderful, he speaks the language, and he has the cadences, he's from Britain. He's a lord, he's gewaldic. But I look at the Messias Yisharon. Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lutzata was also a great man. And he talks to me. He doesn't talk to these people today. Rabbi Moshe Chaim was a modern person. He wrote plays, you know that? He was a playwright, you know that? They call him the father of modern Hebrew literature, he's called.
I have a book of his poetry.
Yeah. But he wrote Mesilas Yesharim and Derech Hashem. He wrote all those great stories. That speaks to me.
He also wrote a book on symbolic logic.
And anyway, Rabosai, I'm not here to tell you what does speak to you, but I think that this Shagar thing is dangerous. And I said it myself first, and I was almost going to be more, say something more public, but I'm very happy. If you see Rabbi Eis, email him, tell him I'm very happy what he wrote, and that I agree with him wholeheartedly. A good Shabbos, I say good Yom Tov maybe. Good Yom Tov, good Shabbos. Sunday, regular time, Mr. Shabbos.